Hi guys, this is Frank Panay from Sainted Sinners. Have fun listening to The Block of Rock. Keep rock and roll alive.
Welcome to The Block of Rock, the podcast about rock stars and their stories. My name is Uwe, and I'm gonna take you backstage and present to you the stories behind your legends. Of course, we're talking about the music that connects us all, but also about the people behind it. What inspired and motivated them, how did they create their brand, and what kind of rockstar tips do they have for you outside? Hi guys, this time I would like to introduce you another insider tip of mine. Sainted Sinners. The band led by the German guitarist Frank Panay comes up with their third album Unlocked and Reloaded and should please all classic and heavy rock fans from the start. Frank was known to me as a second guitarist at Bonfire, but he has gathered other interesting musicians from all over the world, some of them you know from other bands. The first songs convinced me so much that I had to call spontaneously. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Uwe. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm fine as well. You know, sitting in my studio and would like to talk to you about the new album. It's crazy. We haven't met so far. Although we have a lot of friends together and we listen to the same kind of music, but we never met in person so far. So it's the first time on video I'm going to see you. So for all my listeners, maybe you can just introduce yourself a bit. What have you done before?
Okay. So my name is Frank Panay. I'm a guitar player from Germany. I live in the very south of Germany. You call the region I live in Allgäu. So it's more a tourist region, not really a rock and roll region, but however, I'm here. And I started my plans to be a, you know, professional musician. Let's say when I was around 16, when I picked up the guitar. Before I played piano, but that wasn't really the instrument that in my, you know, teenager years, in the rebel time, really excited me. So I had to find another instrument, which was the electric guitar, by listening to bands like AC/DC, Scorpions, Queen, and so forth. And soon I realized, okay, this is what I want to do for life. And from, let's say, 20, 21 years on, I did it basically as my job. First of all, you know, with lots of, you know, jobs like, you know, driving pizza and whatever, just to to survive, and teaching, obviously, which I still do. And on, let's say, on the international scene, I got recognized, I think, around 2014, when I joined Bonfire. Before, I was also already touring in different countries, but more in like underground bands. So Bonfire was the first real big band I joined. And however, next to Bonfire, I always have my own other projects and bands, which I need just to be creative. And one of them is Sainted Sinners. So
this is the band we're talking about today. Yeah, the Sainted Sinners. This is kind of an all-star lineup, as I've seen on your profile, because you play with lots of musicians who play also in other bands. So this is something which is not unusual. Nowadays, you have these kinds of project bands, but I feel that the Sainted Sinners is a band which is supposed to play live. We're coming to that later on. But maybe you can just introduce the members of the gang.
Of course, you know, my partner in crime from the very beginning is Mr. Percy Hillemann from Budapest, Hungary. He is a legendary drummer in Hungary, so he's the kind of guy like in Germany, maybe Bertram Engel. So he's that kind of guy in Hungary. You know, I just love playing with him, and with him I started basically Sainted Sinners in 2016. And he's still fortunately with me in the band. The other three guys are new to the band, which are Rico Bowen, who is comes originally from the USA. He was born in Washington, and he is more from a, let's say, pop, soul, funk background. He did sessions with Madonna, Paul McCartney, and big acts like this. So he's a multi-instrumentalist, very talented guy, great singer. And he now lives in Hamburg, fortunately, for our project. So he's reachable. And then we have Ernesto Gessi from Italy. He is known as the keyboard player for Gotthard. Also worked with famous Italian acts like Eros Ramazzotti, and also around talent in terms of musical influences. He can play just everything, you know, from jazz fusion to classical to pop, whatever you want. He has it all. And last but definitely not least, Jack Maillet, or Jacopo. He's also from Italy, and people know him as the singer for Tigers of Petang, the legendary new wave of British heavy metal band. And he is, fortunately, the new voice of Sainted Sinners.
He's got an incredible voice. I've got the chance to see him with the Tigers a couple of years ago at a festival, and he fascinated me with his really strong voice singing the old new wave of British heavy metal tracks. But on your album, he reminded me a lot on a very young, early Robert Plant, not only because of his curly hairs, but also about, you know, the sound in his voice. And it really fits to your kind of music, which got also some kind of, let's say, some roots rock and roll inside. But we're coming to this in a minute. So, but do you feel the same with the Robert Plant comparison?
Oh yeah, definitely. That this is actually the, you know, my thought when I first heard the in New Tigers. You know, he is now 16 years in Tigers of Pantang, but you always, you know, compare it to the old, very old 80s stuff. And when I heard the first recording with him on vocals, I thought, wow, this is great. This is like Robert Plant singing in the Tigers of Pantang, sort of, you know. And this time, obviously, it comes more through, even because we are not a metal band. We are like a more classic rock, more heavy rock, loose heavy rock, AOR band, if you want to call it. And obviously, that even suits more to the Robert Plant kind of voice. And he said, you know, when we wrote the songs together, he said it was so easy to come up with vocal lines for these songs, because they felt so natural for him. And I think you can hear in the end, because it was just meant to be like this. You know, it was there was never any discussions about parts or if he came up with vocal lines that I said, I imagine something different. It was just spot on every time. And he felt the same with the music. He was never saying, okay, I cannot find good line to this part or whatever. He always said, this is perfect, just how it is, you know. And so it was very easy to work together. And I love, you know, one of my favorite singers is Robert Plant. So
I love it. So you reloaded the band, and now you're gonna unlock the new album. That's why it's called Unlocked and Reloaded. So this is a new album coming out 4th of December, and I got the chance to listen to it already. And you know, I would like to talk about some songs with you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Start with the first song, which is called Same Old Song. It doesn't sound very spectacular as a name for a song, but if you put on the record or stream it wherever, or you put on vinyl, it started really spectacular with a kind of Eddie Van Halen tribute just in the beginning. I love it. Was it meant to be like this?
It just came natural, you know. I had the plan. Okay, this is this riff, this song arrangement. This must be the opener of the album, and I thought, you know, it must start with something. It's just something that people get, you know, attention. Wow, what's going on? And that's why I came up with this lead line. And I think I just played a few times, improvised, and one take was the one we used. So it was not like, okay, much planned, but it just happened by jamming. And yeah, and obviously Eddie is my, always will be one of my biggest heroes. And it's nice to have, you know, a tribute like this on an album now, because unfortunately he's not with us anymore. And nevertheless, I always had my Eddie moments on any album, I guess. So it just comes out. It's in your blood if you listen to this kind of music so many times like I did, and try to play the licks he did on guitar, and in a time when it was not possible to have like YouTube clips of people showing you how to. It was like, okay, put on the vinyl and make it slower or whatever, you know, or listen over and over to the CD. And yeah, so it's in your blood, it just comes out.
I really like albums, you know, especially on bands which are not so familiar to me, when I hear something into the music which sounds familiar to me. So I feel a little bit like coming home. And also on the second song, which is called Standing on Top, which is your current video also, I hear a melody line which somehow reminds me a bit to Sweet Child of Mine. Was it intended like this, or do I...
Not really planned again, but I'm totally with you. After listening to the final song, then I also thought, oh, this is sort of a thing that also made Sweet Child of Mine kind of special. So this kind of melody line that the guitar does, and obviously Slash is always an influence for me, because Guns N' Roses were just so huge when I started listening to guitar-oriented music that you couldn't get over with the, you know, hearing lots of Guns N' Roses, because it was always on MTV back then, Headbangers Ball, whatever, and always running Guns N' Roses. So Slash is just, you constantly hear something from Slash, which is a very unique, great player with lots of feel. So yeah, he definitely also inspired me. Maybe not like Eddie, and it's not like my hero, but a great guitar player. And yeah, that's why probably came like this, but it was not really planned. It was not like now I write a theme like Sweet Child of Mine. It just happened again, and yeah, and I think the mix in the end makes it our own song, because it then goes somewhere else. It's not like if you know would continue with some typical West Coast kind of acoustic guitars in the back and strumming of G and D chords, and then okay, then we have Sweet Child of Mine, but it's not like this.
next song I want to talk about is Early Light of Day, which is a sing-along track. I think it will get you in a kind of good mood at concerts. But it's not only about happiness. It's a kind of not so positive love story, what I can hear in the lyrics. So what it's all about?
Yeah. You know, as with all the songs except for one song on the album, Jack wrote all the lyrics. And Early Light of Day, which was supposed to be called Don't Give Up, because in the chorus you always hear Don't Give Up. It's like the repeating line that everybody probably will sing along at the concert. But Alice Cooper put out a single, Don't Give Up, same year. So this year, I think. Jack told me, so he had to find another title for the song. And Early Light of Day was the line in the song that catches his attention. And it's basically about don't give up a relationship situation, you know, and early light of day, you know, you're afraid of waking up because of the problems you face in your relationship. You know, like the, you know, things everybody can relate to, you know, everybody, to happen to everybody once in a life, I guess. And yeah, but as you say, I think it's going to be a track that really works live, you know. It's a sing-along song. And we probably will also do a video for this one. We all have some plans, but let's see. Next song on the album is called 40 Years, and you know it's a good time where you refer to back in the days in the early 80s. I'm thinking about a good time rock and roll, even when the Tigers of Pantang started, and also the early years of Bonfire, which came a bit later. But what is 40 Years all about? It's actually about the love for rock and roll, you know, that the rock and roll music that that's always there in your life from the point you realize, okay, this is what I want to do in my life, either be a musician or maybe be a working in some other role in the rock and roll business, in the event business, whatever. And there's so many, you know, things that happen in this time, and rock and roll is always with you and helps you to survive, basically. Yeah, and it's basically about that. As I said, Jack wrote the lyrics from his point of view, but I think it fits for everybody in the band, because we all decided at one point, okay, this is what we want to do, and in the end, we love rock and roll, and we do it for the love of rock and roll. And that's what 40 years is about, because it's basically the time frame. So for some it's a little less, for some others it's a little more. So remember those days back in 68, learning from the blues, heading different ways, light and shade, heavy weight, the songs.
With the next song, you're going a bit more backwards, because the song is called The Hammer of the Gods. And if you listen to it, of course, you're singing about a time zone which was even much before the 80s, when Led Zeppelin started. So is it a kind of Led Zeppelin tribute?
Oh, yeah. It's 100. It's the lyrics are just about Led Zeppelin and paying tribute to one of the most inspirational bands for us, you know. And also, you know, I have to say, as much as I love the 80s, but as I started in the early 90s, it was sort of a, you know, things changed a little bit. As you know, there were still Guns N' Roses, Metallica, but then came the grunge movement. And some of these bands, they were referring to all the 70s bands. So I have to say, starting at the, you know, at the early 90s, listening to rock, heavy rock music, and then I, because of what I read, these bands were listening to, I then started listening to the 70s. And then for me, the 80s came, you know? So, yeah, Led Zeppelin is much more inspirational to me than many probably of the so-called glam metal bands, you know? So it was clear that if you listen to that song, it's so inspired by Led Zeppelin that we thought, okay, we just have to write lyrics about Led Zeppelin, and Jack did this very, very great. And it's very cool lyrics, you know, with some quotes from song titles by Led Zeppelin and whatever. And I think everybody who loves Led Zeppelin will love this song.
You're not only referring to the 70s, and even you don't like these glam rock bands. I think the next one I'm going to talk to about is a track which could be from the mid 80s MTV power ballad video. It's a great ballad. It's called "I Can Wait." It's a song where I see lighters in the crowd and people cheering, kissing maybe each other if it's allowed again. So it's a great, great ballad.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't like the 80s glam metal thing. They're really great bands. I just mean, like, the 70s inspired me more, you know. That was more like where my musical taste is rooted than in the 80s bands. Yeah, and you're right, that's the ballad, the power ballad you gotta have. And still, it's an interesting song because it's a longer ballad and has this, you know, in the middle part, this more diverse instrumental section with some crazy guitars, and then in the end you have the like psychedelic keyboard outro. So I think it's being the first, so to say, real ballad on a Sainted Sinners album, but it's still not, let's say, too planned out to be like the typical, you know, every woman's gonna love this song and the rest will be too heavy kind of song. I think it fits perfect in the rest of the material, with the rest of the material. And Jack also said he's not a ballad guy normally, but this song felt really good to him, you know. So, and you know, as you say, the 80s bands also inspired us, everybody, some of in the band more, some less, but we love this kind of music. And I think the fans will appreciate like the diversity, having some more 70s rooted music, some more 80s, and this in a hopefully form they will enjoy.
I enjoyed it so far, but now after I gave you my recommendations, I want to hear a song from you. Did I miss a song on the list?
It's always hard because I love all the songs, but I think standing out again then is the last song on the album, Farewell to Kings. It's the longest song and is the, let's say, dramatic ending of an album, because personally I always love you know, albums that have like a dynamic flow to them. So like in a movie, you start with the most dramatic scenes, you know, and this in this case is the song inspired in the, you know, in the end, if I now recapture what I did song arrangement wise by my influences from Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi being a huge fan of especially the Dio era and the Tony Martin era. And yeah, really happy how it turned out. It shows many facets of the band, and I think if people will listen to the song, they will always recognize different things after they listen, you know. So
I will have another listen, of course, but was great to get to know how you see the songs from Unlocked and Loaded, the new album by the Saint the Sinners. When we're talking this interview, Germany, where we are both based, is a kind of a lockdown light. Nobody really can do anything. There's no shows planned. How do you see yourself the chances to go out on stage with your great new band?
Well, you know, we hope very much that we somehow can present these songs live, because when we did the video shoot, we already realized how good the chemistry is working between us. It felt so natural on stage, even if we didn't play, you know, for real, but just mimicked to the playback. But it was already like magic, you know. And however, nobody really knows what's going to happen. We planned to do some shows in December around the release. One in Switzerland and three in Germany. The one in Switzerland is already rescheduled for next year. And the three in Germany, 4th, 5th, and 6th of December, are still on. But of course, realistic thinking, the chances go lower and lower by day, I think, that this will happen. But we still hope, you know, we try to think positive. Nevertheless, if it doesn't happen in December, we hope we can reschedule them for some of the first months in next year. But still, again, nobody really knows what's going to happen. So it's all out in the blue. But if possible, somehow, we will try to do at least a few shows where everybody's available and under the, you know, restrictions, whatever. That has to be, and yeah, just fingers crossed, try to think positive, keep making plans, and if they cannot happen, then okay, bad luck, next try. So
I wish you all the best with it, because I really want to see these songs live on stage. But in between, you weren't not so lazy, because you recorded also another album with your other band, with Bonfire. Can you tell me about this? It's a very interesting project.
Yeah. So the album is called Roots. It's a double album. It's an more acoustic album, but not totally acoustic. So we say it's like an almost unplugged album. The idea started with a Start Next campaign we did after, you know, the pandemic happened and the complete tour for the Fistful of Fire album got canceled. We had to do something to keep the band alive, because majority of the band members lives from the income from live shows. So no live shows, no income. And we made this Start Next campaign. And one point in this campaign was that we offered the people to be part of choosing songs for this double album, and they, you know, also could get recognized in the booklet and whatever, you know, named in the booklet and things like this. And so in the end, now we finished this album, which we offered on the Start Next campaign, and it should be out I think 26th of February next year. And there's also a plan to present this special show live for one time, as a one-time event, you know, with some special guests, you know, like there's a female singer on the album, and the background singer from Italy, which is also a very known guy. So I won't tell too much. So it's a little surprise. And yeah, that they come for the show, and obviously we have to fly in our bass player from the US and make the production happen. So again, this will only be possible with the help from the fans that can purchase very exclusive tickets for this show, or any very exclusive things from us, like equipment or whatever. And this is now in a new Startnext campaign. It's online now, and so everybody who wants this show to happen can help now. And the album will be out, as said, in February, and we hope we can present it live as well. So, but that's up to the fans and the support.
I will put the link into the show notes so everybody can support also Bonfire. To be honest with you, I've heard the album already and I like it very much. The new Bonfire, almost acoustic album. It's a great one with lots of good tracks from the 80s, from the 90s and everything what happened afterwards. I was very surprised to hear the songs in a new kind of dress. So, but this is something I'm going to talk about with Hans on a later podcast. So for today, I'm going to wrap it up. Frank, thank you very much for taking your time. It's been a great pleasure getting you to know finally after we haven't met so far on the festivals. Hopefully we're going to do it next year, having a beer or any other kind of drink and celebrate good old rock and roll.
Oh yeah. Thanks so much. My pleasure. Thank you for your time. And I hope to see you very soon, healthy and with a drink.
If you like this, then check out the album Unlocked and Reloaded. I will link this for you in the show notes for this podcast. This is what a description of this episode is called on the portal where you just heard this. If you have enjoyed this episode, please follow my stories about rockstars at the podcast dealer of your trust so that you don't miss the next episode. You can get it as a free subscription from Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, YouTube, and the podcast portal from Google. You can also listen to the stories that have been already published there, because there's new food in every week. And above all, tell your friends and share the good news on social media. Follow me also on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me under the Block of Rock, and there you get more photos and videos about these episodes. All right, then let's hear again next time. Until then, keep on rocking. Wenn euch diese Episode gefallen hat, folgt doch gerne meinen Stories um Rockstars und ihren Geschichten beim Podcast-Dealer eures Vertrauens, damit ihr auch die nächsten Folgen nicht verpasst. Ihr bekommt das Ganze als kostenloses Abo unter anderem bei Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Deezer, Soundcloud, YouTube und dem Podcast-Portal von Google. Hört euch doch auch die bereits veröffentlichten Stories an, denn jede Woche gibt es hier neues Futter. Und vor allem erzählt es euren Freunden und teilt die frohe Kunde auf Social Media. Folgt mir doch auch bei Facebook und Instagram, da findet ihr mich unter The Block of Rock und ihr bekommt weitere Fotos und Videos zu diesen Episoden. Alles klar? Dann hören wir uns ja beim nächsten Mal. Bis dahin, keep on rockin'!